Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our text is Life is Now. We're in chapter 26. Your Creator gave you an endorphin factory. When you experience joy, you feel good because your magnificent brain produces hormones called endorphins. These self-produced chemicals give you happy and joyful feelings. Research on these biochemicals has proven that the brain-produced hormones enter your bloodstream even if you just act joyfully, not only when you really are happy. Although the joyful experience is totally imaginary, and you know that it didn't actually happen, when you speak and act as if that imaginary experience did happen, you get a dose of endorphins. These chemicals are naturally produced by your brain. They're totally free, and they're entirely healthy. Many people find that this knowledge inspires them to create more joyful moments. It's not just an abstract idea, but a physical reality. This knowledge is especially important when we're engaged in Torah, prayer, and acts of kindness. The ideal is to serve the Almighty with joy. A deep awareness of how awesome it is to fulfill the will of our Father, our King, Creator and Sustainer of the universe, can fill our entire system with a profound level of joy. Someone may not yet be at this joyful level of serving Hashem. But if the person can speak and act as though he experiences this spiritual awareness on an emotional level, his brain will produce endorphins. These naturally produced chemicals are neurotransmitters and enhance our brain's functioning intellectually. We remember better, we think more clearly, and we're more creative with endorphins in our system. When you smile, your brain produces endorphins. The more frequently you smile, an authentic smile, the more frequently you increase your endorphin level. A friend of mine told me that when he smiled to the Creator, when he prayed, his experience of praying was taken to a whole new level, much higher, much better. When taking a test, an increased endorphin level helps you do better than if you were in a more standard state. This is especially noteworthy since it's normal to feel more tense and stressed when taking a test. My daughter's late father-in-law, Rabbi Avram Baharan, was a high school principal who had a clever school policy. His teachers had to promote laughter before giving tests. In his experience, the students invariably got higher grades when they were in a humorous state. Endorphins produced by laughter enable a student's brain to work at optimal level. So laughter is going to help your brain work at optimal level and just acting joyful. So it's good to have authentic joy. The next best thing is to act as if you are joyful and your brain is going to produce more and more positive biochemicals.